All right. The April 9th meeting of the Board of Directors of Mountain Valley Association. Everybody's present. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I'll adopt the agenda.
I'll second it. That's Jean.
Any opposed? All right. Public comments for non-agenda items. Do we have any comments for anything that's not on our agenda for today?
Are there freeloaders on there?
No, we don't have anything on the agenda about that because we don't have any control over it. But
we don't have a control.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they're moving out, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, don't set your heart on it.
Well, I would imagine they've been told that the property's been sold.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't matter. Look at Don's. They've been all through Don's.
Well, yeah, they may just move into somebody else's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When they left yesterday and they took the tent trailer with them, they weren't gone long enough to even get to Tehachapi Boulevard. I think they went down
to Pine Canyon somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's my guess, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's okay.
That's one less thing up here.
Yeah. So
okay.
We had talked about getting a group together and go talk to Scrivener, but I don't think it's going to be necessary.
Okay.
Now, since they do seem to be packing up, but if they don't pack up, then we need to get down there and do it.
Just let me know, keep me abreast of.
Yeah, we will.
Thanks.
Well, so that was one of the things we were going to talk about, but now there's not much reason to talk about it. If
I think you're counting your chickens for the hatch.
Well, yeah, but his old beat up black thing wasn't there today. This morning. So, but of course it doesn't run all the time. One, it doesn't have enough gas, and two, it's got something broken in it.
Yeah.
Can't get anybody to give him any pieces. There's one more vehicle on Don's property. They could probably get something on, but it's a Chevy, and I don't know what that thing is.
Do we have any other public comments? All right, that gets us to approve the minutes from regular meeting of March 12th. Would anybody like to approve them, or do we need them read?
I'll approve them.
I'll second it.
I read them.
Any opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. Reports of officers, directors. Does anybody have anything they need to report on or want to report on?
The holes in the road. We need to get at least that one great big one. We're going to end up, of course, it's not in our area, but we are responsible for ingress and egress. And so we do need to get some of the bigger holes done.
Okay. I'm sure we'll get to that when we get to the road repairs.
Oh.
Not a problem. Anything else anybody wants to report on? Okay, discussion and review of monthly financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures. And this is the latest information from CAHOA, and they have given us a balance sheet, which does show our Union Bank at $5,000 and some change, Wells Fargo at almost $17,500, and our Union Bank reserve at $26,174, which is pretty close. We just got the statement on that, and it's about the same. So we've got about $48,000 in cash on hand for a little bit yet. It won't last long though.
Never does.
Yeah. And the statement of income and expenses looks like what do we have here?
What's the 919?
Let's see. So we've got
supplies.
Dues that have come in for the year. We've got 36,000. Nothing for this month, naturally. And then as far as expenses go, again, nothing this month, but our expenses so far for the year, is $28,000. Or excuse me, that's income. Expense is $7,445. What's what?
On the expenses, it says here, ask accountant, unknown expense of $784.
Yeah, ask accountant.
We'll have to ask them.
Yeah.
They didn't know where to categorize it, so that's where they stuck it.
Are they going to stick it in their bank?
No, that's something that was paid, I'm sure. It's probably, it may have been our workers' comp or something like that. They just didn't know where to put it. I think they may actually have it entered twice, because I see under legal fees, $784.
Yeah, I see that too.
Uh-huh. So that's probably what we have paid the attorneys for the year so far. And they probably have it double entered by the looks of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So was it?
So I can ask them about it and see, but I'll bet you they've got it doubled entered.
Yeah.
Because I emailed them copies of everything, and so they probably got that, and then they probably saw it on the bank account too and didn't correlate the two. So I'll find out what that is.
Yeah. Yeah, because they added it in there.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is. Check register for Wells Fargo. There's nothing there because there wasn't anything in and out of Wells Fargo. It looks like, and then we've got into Wells Fargo, the 518 in payments that were collected recently. And then we've got all the account balances. I asked them to send Jason a statement for his because he's asked for one for the tax sale property. So I need to follow up with them and make sure they did, because half the time when I ask them that, they don't. So I need to follow up and make sure it's been done. But that's the biggest part of this, is a statement of all the lots. They don't do like I used to. I used to weed out all the ones that were paid. They just give you a printout of everything.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's easier that way. It's a click of a button. I used to spend half an hour weeding them all out so I could save on paper, because I'm a cheapskate.
Well, if we're paying for this paper, we're...
That's included in our... But still, I don't like wasting paper, so I spend the time.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They've got overfills.
Well, that's actually a good thing, because it gives us everything that they've got in the computer.
They haven't changed this, because Overfield doesn't own Lot 118 anymore. That belongs to Betty Perez.
They're not updating.
Well,
so we'll get to that when
the son,
we need to go through this and make notes of that, so we can tell them, because, they're not following through on this stuff.
Well, then down below it, it has her. It has Perez on 118. I'm confused.
On 118.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to need to go through this and make sure that they've made corrections. Oh, okay. No, they've got it. They're doing it the way I used to. Overfield stays in there because there was... Oh, but they didn't put the assessment on the right one. Perez should have the assessment.
Right.
Overfield, they should actually make inactive so it doesn't show up on the reports anymore.
Right.
But this is the way I did it in QuickBooks as well. I left the old ones in there so you have the history. It's still there. But I make them inactive. But what they did, they haven't made them inactive. So it's on the wrong one.
Okay.
Yep. So I will point that one out to them. We'll have to go through all these and do that in our spare time.
Now, I was trying to look here on Carl's, because I'm afraid that if we decide that he might want to take over the meetings or whatever, then I'll make sure he paid his dues, because he hadn't, but I guess he has now.
They gave us a Union Bank statement, which is the one I sent them from February, which has $5,100 in it. And then we've got the Wells Fargo statement that was recent, February 28th, and that's almost $17,500. And then here's the Visa card statements with the phone charge on it, and then the Microsoft. I didn't get to that in time. We need to cancel our Microsoft, since we're not using the laptops anymore, because we've sent all that stuff them. So we don't need the Microsoft Office anymore, so we need to cancel that.
And what do we do with these laptops?
You can use them as a doorstop.
That's probably a good idea.
They were inexpensive laptops. They're not worth anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still handy if we do anything, but unless we're going to do something with them, they're just doorstops at this point. Okay. Well, that's it for the financials. I guess we can approve payments. It's pretty much we approved everything before it was paid already anyway.
Approved payments will have that question because we've got double charge according to that.
Yep. Yeah, we've got that written down.
Yeah.
So would anybody like to approve the payments to date?
I will.
Okay.
I'll put it and you can second.
Yeah, Rita approves a change second.
Any opposed?
Next time.
All right. That gets us to the fun one.
Yeah.
Discussion possible action on purchasing insurance. I finally, after 2 months of fighting, have a quote.
Oh.
Nobody, at least there's one company left in the country that'll write us insurance.
I can't remember the name of it.
And basically, they used the same coverages that we had before on the old policy, and quoted it with their company, which is USLICAIS, whoever that is, for the carrier.
Must be the commercial insurance broker.
I'm not sure who that carrier is. I've never heard of them, USLI, but then I'm not that familiar with commercial insurance carriers.
Yeah.
But anyway, the quote came in actually $1,500 less than what we've been paying.
Oh, wow.
For the same insurance. So.
You get it?
My recommendation would be to tell me to go ahead and pay them Monday so that we have insurance again. They said that as soon as we can get them payment and they can get it to the insurance carrier, then we'll have coverage.
Make a motion that we do that.
I'll second it.
Get that over with.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Anybody opposed to getting insurance again? I didn't think so. Okay, I will sign the paperwork and get it to them today, and Monday they're supposed to be getting me the payment information so we can do either credit card or wire transfer or whatever so that we can get it as quick as possible.
So ours is going to be $3,370?
Yep. Now they also quoted the workers' comp in there. Our workers' comp is still current, so I'll get with them on that. For the amount, I'd just as soon pay it and have it go at the same time as our rest of our insurance, so it's all together instead of the way it is now. So I don't have a problem with that. I'd just as soon do it, and we can always go to Hanover and tell them we don't need it anymore and see if they give us a credit back for the last month or two. Because it comes up in another, I think it's next month. We're almost at the end of Hanover's anyway.
Yeah.
So it really, there's no difference. But yeah, that way everything's at the same time. All right, we'll get that done. That gets us to 8, discussion, possible action, submitting claims to Kern County for excess proceeds from tax sale. We have a year to file. I have to find out what we have to file because all the law says is we have to file with the county. So I have to see if the county has their own specific form that they want or what, or if we just write them a letter. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'll get a hold of the tax.
More likely they'll have a form.
Most likely. I'll get a hold of them and find out. The first priority out of the tax sale is it pays all the taxes, including the current year taxes. That's the first thing the county does with the money, by law. The second thing they do with the money is pay themselves. They pay themselves for all the costs of their administering it, collecting it, all that. So that all comes out of it. Then it goes to whoever has liens, including us. And it goes in the order of priority of those liens. So a first mortgage recorded before our lien would get paid before us. A lien recorded after our lien would get paid after us. So it just depends on the priority, where we are in that on these. And I think that as far as I am guessing, there's probably only one of the tax sale properties that had a lien on it, maybe. And so the rest of them, I think there's two properties that sold for a fair amount more than what the taxes were that we may actually get proceeds from, maybe.
Maybe.
Depending on how how generous is the county is at paying themselves.
That's right.
Yeah.
How much raises they give themselves.
But that we have a year to file, and so does everybody else, so nothing gets dispersed for that year.
Right.
Then after that year, eventually, apparently, we may get a check. But anyway, Lot 74 is probably the one that we won't see anything from because it was the sale price was just over the default amount, so I'm sure the excesses would be eaten up in their fees.
Oh, sure.
But I will look in, I will check with the county and find out what form they have, if any, or what their process is. And we'll get them, we'll get filed on all of them that sold anyway and see what happens. And see if we get anything back. Now,
how many did we have?
There were four lots that went through tax sale in the tract. There were a couple others outside the tract, but
well,
in
that doesn't
that won't apply to us.
No.
But in 3312, there were four lots: 131, 132, 74, and 199. Hmm. All went through tax sale. Lot 132, I had an email from Jason Vieira asking for what was owed in assessments on that lot. So he apparently was the high bidder. At least that's my speculation at this point. I emailed him back and congratulated him and told him I'd have our HOA management company send him a statement. And I sent him the rest of the transfer paperwork that we always send out. But I haven't heard anything at all back, naturally. Bless you.
Thank you.
The question that'll come up on all of these, actually, is if we collect any of the fees from the people, we probably need to let them know that if we collect anything from the county in the future, that we will, if they pay the fees, then we'll refund it back. Bless you.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But anyway, that's, you know, that's only fair if we're not going to collect double.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we can get fees from the property owner, it's going to happen a lot quicker. If we don't, we still can fall back to the county. But if we do, if somebody does pay and then the county pays, then we'll refund it.
Can you please give me the four numbers?
Lot numbers, lot 74, 131, 132, and 199.
Do you know who bought 131?
Nope.
We should get some paperwork on that, though.
Nope. All the county does is give them a tax sale deed.
Oh, okay.
Which doesn't tell them anything about anything. It's up to whoever buys it to find out everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
The onus is on them.
Yep.
Yeah. I just wondered because that property has to be straightened out, too, and that's in worse condition.
Yep. Yeah, and the tax sales, they don't show who was bidding on them. It just shows that what they sold for.
What, now, would code enforcement be able to find out?
I'm sure they could. Yeah, they'll be able. Because it's the county's got the paperwork. We could actually request the information from the county, but we would probably have to do it on a Freedom of Information Act request.
Well, I'm not interested in that part. I just want to know if... Because code enforcement's going to have to be called on that one, too, because it's separate from 132.
Well, probably by next year, it'll be on the tax roll, bought it.
Well, I don't want to wait till
because eventually it's going to go on. It takes the Kern County forever to update their tax roll, but eventually the tax roll gets updated, and it'll show who the new owner is.
Yeah.
So we'll find out eventually.
Well, I plan to call code enforcement after a couple more weeks
when we
have a chance to clean it up.
Okay, well, there's no action to take on that at this time. I'll find out what we have to do to apply so that we can apply.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know what the board wants to do as far as collecting on these. You know, the tax sale negates all of the liens that I shouldn't say all liens. It negates most liens that are on the property when it goes through a tax sale. But I have never found anything that puts the onus on us to release them because we've never been paid. So I don't know how we want to handle Mr. Vieira or any of these other property owners when they want the liens released. Because eventually, if they want an insurable title, those liens have to be taken off. You know? So...
And we won't release them.
Yeah,
That would be my first inclination. The second one is you know, we could negotiate a settlement to take to
we
pay us
get something.
To pay us our costs for releasing the liens.
Exactly.
Our time and our trouble and our costs. But I also have to look at what the rules are on that, because we are limited in what we can charge for releasing liens as well by state law. So, but anyway, we'll figure it out.
Six of one, half a dozen.
We'll get what we can get.
Yes,
and
right.
See what happens. I mean, if they want liens released in an expedient fashion, well, pay the lien.
That's right.
And then we'll release it the way the law says we have to. Because law doesn't say we have to release them otherwise, but we do have to, if they're paid, you know, we have, I think it's 10 days to release them. So if they want it expeditiously, that's the most expeditious way to do it.
That's the way to go.
Do we have to go to the Bakersfield office to get them released?
We have to send the paperwork to Bakersfield.
Paperwork. We don't have to go physically.
No, we can do it by mail, or we can give it to them to file.
Oh, okay.
That's what I've been doing. I have been sending it to the title companies and telling them, you file it.
Yeah. That's what their job is.
That's right. And they have to file anyway to transfer it, so it's quicker for them to take it when they do it.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
So I dump it back on them. They try and dump it on us, and I just turn right around and send it back. Here you go. Okay. Well, that gets us to discussion, possible action on road repairs, street signs, etc. We have a source for 60 loads of asphalt grindings. Thanks to Bob and Rita, they got a hold of the property owner that did their driveway and got the information.
And I brought the telephone number in case you didn't have it still.
But he still has 60 loads, or did have when I spoke with him, at $700 per load. And that may have gone up since then, because the price of diesel fuel has gone up since then.
Everything's gone up.
Yeah. Now, they'll deliver it and dump it, but then we would have to spread it, or we'd have to pay them to bring a tractor out here and spread it. So, we can spread it, especially since we are going to have insurance again. One load does about 50 feet of road. So 60 loads would only do 3,000 feet.
Yeah.
And 3,000 feet goes fast.
You're not kidding.
Do we have to do it all in a straight line? Can't we cover the holes, the worst of the holes?
Well, if we tried to use it to fill potholes, it's going to be just like putting sand in them. It's just going to push it right back out.
Put some oil on it.
It won't. It doesn't bind together that well.
It doesn't?
No. We could try, but I don't think it'll bind together very well. What I would recommend, if we want to spend any money on the grindings, I would put them on the worst of our slopes, where there's no material left. And actually, just back here on, what is it at this end, Sunview or whatever, the one that's all rock.
Is it?
That goes up on top. That's well over 1,000 feet there.
But Hackamore is also.
Hackamore is another one, and there's more traffic over there. I would start with that one.
Hackamore would have more traffic, because I'm right next to the someone, and that's very few
cars. Just
right.
That one guy.
There's one or two cars at the most. Well, the other day, I don't know what the heck it was. We had like four or five. The dogs went nuts because
they were probably up there looking at property.
Could be.
And then we've got Halter too. That's got a steep one. But
Halter's not bad. It's not as bad as Sunday.
And there's not that much traffic either. The majority of the traffic would be Hackamore, because we have a couple of property owners.
And they do complain.
Right.
I haven't heard them complain lately, but they used to complain.
Now, the problem is 60 loads is $42,000. That we don't have it.
No, we don't.
So we can't buy out all. I would suggest, if we want to do something, we go with about 35 loads. Which is only going to be, 1,700 feet of road. And I would put several, probably two or three loads on,
Sunview and...
Paint.
Paintway?
On that slope, because that's a muddy slope. I would put a couple of loads there, and then I would start up Halter and put the majority of it on, Hackamore. Put the majority there.
Yeah, where it's around the bend where it goes up.
That slippery slope.
Yeah.
And if there's anything left, I would take it on down and just start doing the hill going up. That way it's all in the same area.
Yeah.
But that's what I would do, is because that next hill is another bad one. And there's not much traffic there, but none of them after that have much traffic, so we could just start on that one since it's right where we're working.
Yeah, and maybe we can, you know, little by little get more, but...
But I think that would take the majority of what we could afford, and that's gonna clean us out, pretty much. That would clean us out. In fact, we may wanna cut that back a little, maybe go with 30 loads.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
What about getting cold patch instead of that, buying cold patch?
Well, cold patch, you're not gonna be able to do anywhere near as much with cold patch, and you can't use it on dirt roads.
No, but you could...
That's why I would bring this down to more like 30, and then see if we can't get a load of cold patch
to fill
you.
Those,
And just,
I'm afraid someone's gonna hit that one outside the ranch, because it's a deep hole.
Oh, I know, they're getting bad.
Yeah, I mean, they're bad.
This association isn't gonna do anything.
No, but if somebody... Well,
and it's their road.
They could get sued.
But actually, it's only their road up to the end of the tract. There's a gap in between. In fact, all the way up to spur from Sun, or just before Sunview, their track stops.
Yeah,
and, ours, and then
ours is, that's nobody's. That's
exactly
nobody's.
All the way up until you get to spur.
Spur Court.
That's no man's land. That belongs to that belongs to the people that still own the remainder of Lot 32, which it used to be that whole section over there.
Uh-huh.
But they've got about a 20-acre parcel that's left right there that the road and the two creeks are on.
Yeah,
that's all the parcel is, the road and two creeks.
So it's absolutely useless.
Basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's no man's land, so nobody's going to fix that unless we sued the property owner.
Mm-hmm. But I think the cold patch is something we need definitely, because we need to patch those bigger holes.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what cold patch will cost us. Considering these are $700 a load, you figure that's what the transportation's going to be on the cold patch, plus whatever the material cost. But even at that, I wouldn't expect it to be more than $2,000 or $3,000 at the most. But I'm not sure. I've never bought any. I had some given to me, but I never bought any. So we can find out, though, what a truck and trailer load of cold patch would cost us, and just have it brought out here and dumped.
I think,
and then we can
to
spread it wherever.
Well, that's my opinion, is that that's important.
Yep, I would agree.
There isn't any way we can use that stuff in the barrel. Jim's been putting it on my roof, and it's more like tar than...
Yeah. The hard part is getting it out of the damn barrel.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's got it dumped over and draining, and it takes all night to drain.
Uh-huh.
Well, we did this one time. We had to wait till the sun warmed it up, and it took us forever.
Yep. Yeah, the stuff just doesn't come out of those things, but we're going to have to get it out of it sooner or later and use it up, because otherwise we have to pay to dispose of it. So
yeah, we don't
want to
do that.
No. And we can do that, though, where we put the cold patch, or not the cold patch, where we put the grindings down.
Yeah.
We can go up there and literally just take the top out of those cans and let them just run, and then put the cold patch over it, and it may help hold the cold patch in place.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's a good idea.
We put it down first, and then put the cold patch over it to bind it to the dirt. It may help glue it. but yeah, that would be what I would look into. I would say that we should look at getting maybe 30 loads to do the slopes, and get us another tractor trailer full of
cold
patch. And then we've still got to find some volunteers to do the patches, but we don't have to do them as nice as we used to. We can do quick patches. At least it'll be an improvement.
Yeah.
They won't hold up as long, but it'll be a hell of an improvement. If we wait for enough volunteers and to do it right, two or three years from now, we'll be talking about it.
Yeah.
Where if we just dump it in there and let everybody drive over it to pack it down, it'll at least be less of a hole.
Liam and John, I think, are still willing to work.
Yeah.
With the road crew, right?
What?
Liam and John are still on the road crew?
I haven't heard.
Well, you've got them on a list, right?
I'm sure he is, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and we had a new person, too. Who's
thing,
yeah.
The thing that I'm concerned about is Sand Canyon, because every car in the tract drives on that road. And if you're going to suffer damage, Sand Canyon is going to do more damage to your car than any other road in the tract.
Yep.
So I would think that Sand Canyon would be the priority, because all we're doing is getting bigger and bigger holes. If
and
you go past the bulletin board, the holes are just getting out of control.
Well, that would be the other thing we could do if we wanted, is instead of... instead of spending the money on grindings for those slopes, we could just have somebody come out here and put cold patch in the holes.
That's a good idea.
But that's gonna cost, and we're not gonna get as much done. What was it, like 60,000 they had said before to?
I thought it was 40,000.
Okay, well still, we don't have 40.
Bill knows, yeah, we don't.
I've seen them patch holes, the county on Sand Canyon, and they have one guy and like a hot box, and they just shovel it in the hole, pack it down, move on, and they do it really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm unable to find anybody that'll perform that service.
Nope.
What about putting that oil barrel, it has an off and on thing, taking that and letting it drip into those holes, you know, using a mop to slip it around and then putting the cold.
Well, you can't really put it out there in the road.
Why?
Somebody will run it over.
No, I don't mean just let it sit there. I mean on the back of a truck.
Takes too long for it to run out. We'd be there for hours.
There's a few potholes that were repaired at the end of the driveway that had the shingles put on it.
Brian did that himself.
And it looks like they just took shingles, put them in the pothole, packed them down, and left it, you know.
Brian did that, the owner of the house there.
So.
It would also help if people would slow down.
Yeah, it would. And the potholes slow them down.
Yeah, but you know.
No, that doesn't. I was standing and talking with Rita the other day, and I don't know.
Maybe what we want to do then is start out by getting a truck and trailer load of cold patch and seeing what we can do with it before we think about grindings.
Yeah,
just hold off on the grindings.
Yeah. We
may not be able to get any grindings,
we may not be able to get it later, but mm-hmm. I think the two roads we've managed, the paintways managed and the Hackamore has been managing. So yeah, they do need it, but first we need to do the where you can get sued.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be sued. These people would mm-hmm. be sued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still, I hate to say that it's something.
Yeah, but then we're going to hear about everybody saying, why do we spend money on their road? I know.
Well, we have to start at the top and work our way down, not at the bottom, work our way up,
I'd start at the bottom and work my way up because it's worse. But, you know, tractor trailer load should pretty much do all the potholes.
Do all of it. I should think so.
Yeah.
Put it in there and just run over it.
Do you remember what we paid for a bag of asphalt?
No, I don't. I don't.
Because the system that we had, you know, it really worked.
It wasn't real expensive, but I don't remember it.
Takes labor.
Yeah, that's just it. We need somebody.
We don't have any labor anymore.
You know,
that's the problem.
Labor crew we had. We just don't have anymore.
Well, the two that were the muscle men are
both
gone.
Yeah, we lost them.
We lost the two muscle people.
But
Marcus and Don were the strongest. Yeah, and I mean, everybody else pitched in.
And a lot of the people that are strong, they're working, they're not there, they're not here, you know?
It seemed that when we lined the hole with Henry's and put the asphalt on top, it's a permanent repair. I haven't seen any of those holes
open
come up.
Even the ones where we just put the cold patch in and drove over it, those are still there too. They haven't come out.
Okay.
They're holding up. That's been a couple of years.
What did Carl do when he went out there and patched?
I don't know.
Because those are not working.
No.
I mean, they sunk, they got a hole.
We have to remember, some of the places, it's not the fault of the patch, it's the ground underneath. There's nothing you're going to do about it, because the ground underneath gets saturated. And so it just...
Yeah, but it doesn't reoccur in that area because of the Henry's. It just goes in another area.
Yeah, but Henry's not cheap.
But yeah, to speed things up, I would just fill the holes with cold patch and let's see what happens. But maybe what we ought to do is, we don't know what the cost is for a load of cold patch, but I think one load of cold patch will do a pretty good job of Sand Canyon.
Where do you call to find out?
Let's see.
Who sells call?
Well, any of them that supply that stuff, I think it's Kern something, I forget the name of it, but anyway, they have their own batch plant where they make it.
Oh, okay.
So I can find out, though. I'll have to do a little bit of hunting, but I'll find out.
Well, can we authorize you to order a pet?
What I would say is let's set a dollar amount that we're willing to spend right now without breaking our bank, because we're going to have bills to pay until next year's assessments. So we don't want to spend all of our money. But maybe we set a limit of 25,000, we buy a load of cold patch, and then whatever's left, we can order the grindings. And then we can put both out and, you know, do what we can do with the money we've got.
Well,
and that would still leave us, even after insurance, that would leave us with over 15,000 for a cushion.
I think that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
To pay the bills.
Yeah.
So do we have a motion then? We'll spend up to
$25,000.
With the cold patch, if we got John, we got Liam,
a couple other people that said, and I know Bob will do it, and I'll work on it. And
yeah.
And what if I could?
I know.
I'll be there in spirit.
Well, you can stop traffic.
That's
you know,
job.
We had a pretty good system.
Somebody with a motorcycle.
Once we put the cold patch in the hole, what would we pack it down with?
Just drive over it.
Okay.
Just drive on it.
Would we want to get it like a big metal plate, put it down, and drive over the plate?
No, just
can
drive over it.
Can we rent your...
We'll figure out something.
Your machine?
We'll figure. As long as I've still got it, the water district's probably going to be buying it here pretty soon, and then we won't have it.
Well, we need to.
We just need somebody with wide tires.
We'll have to do it fast.
But yeah, we'll just put it out and drive over it and let it pack itself down. That's the same way the county does. They just spread it with a shovel and then drive over it.
I don't expect you to do that with your machine without some compensation, but. It's heavy,
mm-hmm.
And we need something really heavy.
Well, we've got the grader, the tube, that's heavy.
But
I was just going to bring up, I think we ought to sell the grader. I'm still at that.
You know,
we don't have any other drivers.
No, but if we get grindings, how are you going to spread them?
The difficulty is like in front of Bob's house.
Catch 22.
The big, long cracks that we have. Well, they're about that wide. And if we put cold patch in, it will hold.
Yeah. Okay. In fact, I was just thinking maybe we want to, instead of grindings, maybe we should go with several loads of cold patch, because we could probably have a truck and trailer load dumped right there in that worst spot and use the grader to spread it a couple inches thick over the, just overlay it like what the.
Let's get all
like,
the grader
well,
stuff we need and then sell the grader. I want to sell the grader.
See, and that's what. Whoever it was I got that quote from before for doing the road. That was what they suggested we do rather than trying to patch all the holes. They suggested we just put an overlay over the entire road.
Right.
And just pat and roll it. But we don't have a roller, but we can still drive over it if we're just doing sections like that. And that area right there is so bad that it probably would be best if we just put a truck and trailer full right there and spread it.
That $40,000 quote we had, you know, for putting down 40,000 pounds of
it was 20,000.
I forget what it was on top of the road. Has probably gone up to 60,000.
Oh yeah. Well, and asphalt's going to be more because oil is up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So asphalt's going to be high.
We're getting buried in oil prices.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
So we may not be able to even, you know, I don't know what the cost of this stuff's going to be. It may be that we only get one load with $25,000. I don't know.
Well,
because you are paying for oil, and it's a lot of oil.
I know that we do need to patch that one big hole. I'm not talking about the crack. I'm talking about there's a hole that deep.
Yeah, but the majority of our worst problems is right there in front of the ranch.
Right.
And then we've got another couple of big holes that are
further
up above before you get to
the bulletin board.
Yeah, before you get to Quail Mountain.
Where the creek is.
Mm-hmm.
Going up the other side and going down.
And so I think that's where we should concentrate.
Yeah,
and like
right
I said,
there.
I think a truck and trailer right there in front of the ranch, and we spread it with the grader and just pack it, drive over and pack it down.
If we had a bunch of cold patch drop right there, if Bob would let us drop it by the side of his driveway, then we could use the tractors to pick it up, take it to the hole, drop it in, and have...
Well, right there in front of his place, I would just have them spread it when they drop it.
Yeah, I like that idea.
And then we just finish it off with the grader and pack it down. Because we're going to put the whole load right there to fill in all those holes.
That would be the best thing to do.
And that way we can fill them all in a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we'd have to make a temporary road for people to drive around while we're working.
Then we'll just do one side at a time.
Huh?
Do one side at a time. Yeah.
We've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
And there is room to actually go around it. Because that's what do they call that? Area that's not doesn't belong to anybody in front of
the easement,
the one lot one.
Yeah,
the easement. Thank you. Wouldn't come.
Well, why don't we put them up prices on cold patch, and then when we come to the next meeting, we can see what it would cost.
Because we want to get it done now.
Yeah, we want it done.
We're going to move forward.
So I think
we get it done. It's spring.
I made a motion. We allow.
Let's go for two. The cold patch.
The hotter it is, the better. Down.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll assemble a road crew to projects in the canyon.
So we have a motion to spend up to $25,000 for two loads of cold patch and then whatever else we can get after that.
Right. And I seconded it, so it's been seconded.
No, you made it.
I made it and you seconded it.
Yeah.
I don't care how you do it.
I think that'll make a big difference. We can get that spread. We've got the grader to spread it.
If we repair that stretch there, everybody in the association will...
Has to cross that and they'll all know it.
And
everybody will think the board is doing something on the
Well, and we are. First thing you have to do is save money to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to... You can't,
and you got to let the people know it. They need people to help if they don't want to spend the money.
Okay, well, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Okay. All right. I will see about getting two loads of cold patch ordered. We'll have the one dropped in the road, and we'll spread it, and we'll have the other one dropped somewhere up there.
You figure out. I'll talk to Bob and get back with you.
Yeah, we'll figure out where we can dump it, and then we'll...
Where's the best place to dump it if we're going to dump it on that property?
Another.
It doesn't really matter. Anywhere close to the road is what I would do, so that we just push it, pull it back onto the road. It'll just kind of make a little bit bigger shoulder is what it'll do.
Yeah.
With having the insurance, the road crew will be covered.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And driving the grader, could Bob drive the grader?
I have no idea.
By about Wednesday, we'll have insurance in force for everything.
Yeah.
But we need to find out who can drive the grader. We can't just keep relying on
you. Oh, I know.
100,000%.
Well, and I won't be here much longer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, you can only go to Louisiana if you're going to send us some water.
But that's why I want to hurry up and get this done.
Yeah, that's good.
Only if you can send us some water.
Well, we'd also like to eventually sell the grader after we're through with it.
Well, you may find somebody to operate it. There's people out here that can if they would be willing to. But we can also do that and get a smaller tractor. The problem is everything's going for a premium. You can't buy equipment right now.
You can't buy anything right now.
It's hard.
Yeah.
So basically if you sell that, you're going to have to wait 3 or 4 years to buy anything else.
Yeah.
You know, because you just can't get it. And the same thing's going to be with getting a contractor because they're all busy.
Oh, I know.
You can't get anybody to come out and do anything.
Everybody's working on their homes and stuff.
So if we have a lot of rain or something, without that grader, you're going to not be able to fix the roads. Just to keep in mind.
Yeah.
The one thing I look at is if the grader's here, if the roads get bad enough, somebody will volunteer because they'll get tired of hitting holes. okay, well, anyway, that takes care of...
We can also tell them that we do have insurance to cover them if anything happens.
Well, that's why we haven't been pushing anything, because we didn't have insurance. We had to wait and find insurance again.
And once we've got that, then we can say,
now we can go full bore.
You can volunteer, and we've got you covered.
Yep.
Okay, you had to backtrack a little bit. You were talking about street signs and that stuff. Are we still going to do that?
They're here. We can do them anytime we get a volunteer crew together. Now we can do them again. All the COVID restrictions have been relaxed. We don't have to worry about that stuff. We've got insurance again, so we can start putting in street signs.
Okay. Well, let's get a list of names again, phone number and contacts. I will take care of the road crew and the and when we work and so forth. And I am pretty sure John will, Liam will, Bob will, Rita will, I will. If nothing else, I'll direct traffic around. And we'll try and find some, maybe one or two more people, and then we would be pretty well set. And then if we have a permanent list, we'll put the list on file. So if somebody wants to do something, they can pull the list and say, hey, well, these people have volunteered and we will get them on Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we'll get things done. We can. I know we can get things done.
I have another question.
Yeah.
I went through some of my husband's stuff, and he's got one of those arms jackets that fit him. Can I bring that to, give it to, bring
sure.
it back here? Because, I mean, he got it from the board.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what else to do with it. I mean, I
hope. Yeah, that's one of the things that we're going to have to do. We need a spot to put stuff, and we need to get a small container, which is getting very expensive, and we need to store stuff. Yeah.
Keep looking, see if we can find somebody that wants to sell one.
I think that sounds like a good plan we have.
I agree.
And let's attempt to follow through on it.
Yeah.
So we'll make a list of names, get the phone numbers, and get the work dates and set it up. Like when Randy says the truck is being delivered on such and such day, we want to set the people up to work that day.
You got to give it enough notice too so that people...
Yeah, and the thing about it, we're going to have to set up, you know, signs and everything to warn everybody that we're working on the road because we're going to be in the middle of the road.
We have signs.
Now, oh, yeah.
You have signs that we can use?
The association has two signs, and then I've got a whole bunch more that I can loan them.
Okay.
So we've got plenty of signs.
Up there, yeah, I'm going to bring it back. I can't get any more off of that.
We got plenty of signs. And we got plenty of cones.
And when we do the cold patch and the big patch, we have two people that can do the directing traffic. Mm-hmm.
We'll make a list of the signs we need. So we know what to ask Randy for. And we'll go from there.
Okay. Sounds like it's a good plan.
Okay. Well, the next thing on the agenda is discussion, possible action on list of volunteers, but we're going to be working on that and get everybody organized. And then we have discussion to continue the use of volunteer labor, use of contractors, or paid staff. Eventually, you're going to have to pay somebody to do this stuff, but even that, you can't find anybody that'll do it right now.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to work either, so
right.
I, you know, there's nothing we're going to do on either of those at the moment. Well, I know even Dan was complaining. He's trying to get laborers to help him with road work back here on these dirt roads. He said nobody will work even for $20 an hour now. They all want, the last guy he said wanted $400 a day.
Oh, my God.
As a laborer.
Oh, my God.
So do I. When you find that job, I will do it, too.
Well, that only puts him in a 100,000-a-year category.
Yeah. Everybody thinks that they're worth a fortune.
They're probably inexperienced at that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Update discussion on progress with CAHOA. Looks like they moved. I still haven't talked to Richard directly, but I've been emailing him. He is starting to follow through a little better. I think that part of this was, I think he's downsized and moved into his house, and he's operating out of there.
Yeah.
And so I think everything was upside down while he was doing that. So I think it's improving. I will get with him on the question on the financials and get that corrected.
I think we already.
But I think it's improving. I think he's going to start doing a better job, hopefully. But we don't have a whole lot of options unless we want to do it again.
Mm-hmm. You can't even get people to do anything. So
nope.
Come on. And not to be mean, you leave, I leave. I'm
well, we already said that. When you're gone, so are we.
Yeah.
And we're too old to keep doing this.
Well, that gets us to discussion and possible action on disposition of motor grader.
We discussed that.
And again, I would say let's hold off a little bit because we need it if we're going to spread this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think, again, too, if people see what we're doing with it, maybe we'll get a volunteer or two that'll step up. They see something's happening, maybe.
Either they're going to volunteer or they're going to fork out a lot more money.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's okay to sit where it is now, but when you're gone, it has to go somewhere because I only trust you driving it.
I remember in Orange County, you just drive up to Home Depot at 8 o'clock in the morning, there'd be a ton of Mexicans out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You ask.
They're good workers.
They are.
Yeah, they want a lot of money now.
And they worked hard for what they got paid. Yep. That's all I can say. We did that, so.
Okay, well, that gets us to discussion and possible action approving the annual statement. It's basically the same as what we've done in the past. I need to update the insurance information in it now.
Yeah.
And then whatever else in here is out of date, but because I did this back in November. So we can freshen it up a little bit here and there. And then I think it's time to send it out. At the same time, I'm going to let Richard know that I need him to work with the IRS and get our fiscal year changed to line up with what our bylaws say.
Yeah.
And that means that we're sending this out before the end of our fiscal year because our fiscal year ends June 30th.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, and that's what I'll change this to right off the bat, the heading on it. Instead of November, it's going to be June.
Okay.
So,
I have a box.
June 2022.
Yeah, I was going to say 22, not 21.
Yep. Yep.
I have a box of these things. What am I supposed to do with them?
Box of what? All the old ones? Throw them away. Burn them.
I don't have any place to burn them.
I do.
Okay.
So if anybody would like to approve it, I will polish it up just a little bit and I'll go ahead and print them because I know if I send them down to Richard, he's going to have somebody print them and it's going to cost us several $100 to print them. Mm. And I can run them off on my printer. It just takes time is all. I've already got the paper and the cartridges, so it might just takes a little bit of time. What? And I'm not hauling all the paper to Louisiana anyway, so I can buy paper there cheaper than I can drive it there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay. But anyway, we can get this out so that everybody's got it. They can't say we didn't do it. So, is there a motion to approve it?
I'll make the motion to approve it.
Okay. I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay. Spring newsletter. I didn't get real in-depth. Basically, I just wrote a letter telling everybody it's time to get your butts down here and get to work, or you're not going to have an association anymore.
That's right.
And when you get sued, then you'll be able to write the check to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to happen. I hate to say it. You know, I know Joan thinks that we can just walk away from this, but you can.
No.
Well, you can until somebody sues. And what's going to happen is somebody's going to get in an accident out here or something, and then there'll be a lawsuit. And it'll be the association's fault.
It'll be our fault.
And if there's nobody in the association, it'll be everybody.
It will be everybody.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody in the association.
It's everybody here because it's a mutual association.
The court appoints a receiver. The receiver tells him, decides what is going to get spent, and then everybody gets the bill. And you either pay it or they'll take your property. Yeah, it's not going to be. And it may not happen, but if it does, everybody's better be prepared to write that check. Because the court will decide, and there's no question it. It'll just be this is what it is. Because you'll have no input in it. Even the attorneys, that's exactly what they said. You're better off doing it, you know, keeping it going, because if you don't, you'll have no voice in it. The court will appoint a receiver, and whatever they do, you just have to pay for. And you don't get to decide any of it. So, but anyway, that's basically what I did in here. I just put a little bit in here, you know, about brush clearance again, you know, remind everybody it's that time of year.
Something in there about the insurance, but we can take that out.
Well, I'm going to add that because our insurance had canceled us, or actually they quit writing insurance in the state is what happened for HOAs, but that we have finally found new insurance and it's in force.
Okay.
So we can at least announce.
Stick that in there.
Yep.
Then when I read it, I mean, it was a good idea, you know, without the insurance, but at least it gave us a good reason for not having anybody working.
Yep. Yeah, so I can add that in there, that we have found a replacement policy finally, and that we have insurance back in force. But mostly I'm just telling everybody, you know, it's time that people step up. We're not going to do it anymore, so if you want it done, you've got to get involved. I wasn't real nice about it, but I didn't to be nasty about it either.
Oh, yeah, but you have to. You got to have the stern side.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, if you want roads like Bear Valley and Salyan Springs, pay $2,500, $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
I mean a year.
A year, yeah. Please, not a month.
And I don't think anybody in this association can really afford that.
Yep. But if everybody's happy with that, I'll add the info in there on the new insurance, and we can get this out ASAP.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion to send it out?
I'll make one to send it out.
I'll second.
Any opposed? All right. Anything for future agendas? Or do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes. Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Any opposed? All right.
Next meeting, May 14.